We've talked about the faith aspect of Christmas earlier, which is also an obvious part of the Jewish holiday season, but there's another aspect of the holiday time that brings people joy, and that would be food. But for some, cooking for Christmas brings with it an anxiety to a various degree. So let's be honest here. If you don't spread your kitchen culinary horizon, your family and your guests are going to get tired of that green bean casserole real fast. Italian food, that's one of the best comfort foods. And while some are intimidated when it comes to making it, my next guest with her series of best-selling cookbooks makes the intimidating inviting. Her books include The Basic Art of Italian Cooking, Holidays and Special Occasions. Her story, by the way, is also quite interesting, with her going from supermodel to super chef, Maria Liberati. How are you today, Maria?
Great, thanks, and thanks for having me on. I'm excited to be on, yes.
Well, it's great to have you, and always great to talk about Italian food. Let me give you a couple of websites, MariaLiberati.com, and on Twitter, you can follow her at Maria Liberati. We've had those links posted to our page as well. So when you talk about Italian food, which is your obvious area specialty, is this the case where, as I said, people get intimidated by it, but if you understand the basics and the foundation of this style of cooking, really any style of cooking, that gives you the security and the stability to really create anything that you want to do?
That's absolutely right. And the thing is, people do get intimidated by Italian cooking, but it's one of the most, it's really a simple form of cooking, and you're absolutely right if you understand the foundation, which is really very simplistic. It's really not, there's no reason to stress out, you know, like you were saying, when it comes to the holidays and you want to make something that looks special, but it's really not something that's going to stress you out, because you don't want to get stressed out during the holidays. Obviously, you want to really enjoy it with everyone else.
Absolutely, and there's enough to stress you out on the holidays. You don't need the food to do it, too. And with Italian cooking, too, it really does give you a variety, because every region of Italy has its own style of culinary favorites.
Exactly. There's every region does have its own style. But the thing is, today, really, everybody thinks of anything, you know, where before everybody would have thought of something as being a Sicilian dish or a Neapolitan dish or a Tuscan dish. Now, it's just, usually in America, we all think of it as just an Italian dish. But you're right, there's such a variety of different things you can do and things that are just really, really easy to do and simple. But people are going to think, wow, you spent all day in the kitchen. And it's just, they're just really easy dishes to do.
Well, what's a good example? You know, let's think of something outside of what people stereotype is, because Italian food is more than just pasta. Let's go with fish, for example.
Yes. Okay. One easy way to cook seafood, and you know, you probably know this about the Feast of the Seven Fishes, which in Italy, they really don't call it Feast of the Seven Fishes. It's just called Vigilia, and it's Christmas Eve, and they only have seafood dishes. So if you want, but it's usually a lot of multi-courses of different seafood dishes. But my favorite way, and it's an easy way to cook seafood, and you don't have to do pasta, is that you cook the seafood, you cook a, you know, piece of seafood or two pieces for however many people you're having, in something that they call acqua pazza, which is crazy water. And crazy water is just really, it's olive oil, about a tablespoon of olive oil, one or two cloves of garlic, however much you like garlic, and some tomatoes if you can get fresh, but this time you usually can if you're going to use canned or jarred. You know, you want to get a good brand. And you're just going to saute that and simmer that down for maybe just about 5 minutes, and then you're going to add your piece of cleaned seafood to that. And you can use cod, you can use salmon. They're my favorite, too. Sea bass is really good, too. You're going to add that to the liquid, and you're going to simmer that and cook that piece of seafood on low to medium heat for just about 20 minutes. And, you know, it's an easy way. And then if you want to, something really good, again, you're not using pasta, is you cut a loaf of Italian bread and put it in the oven for just about 3 minutes, make it real crusty, or you can actually pop the slices in the toaster, drizzle a little bit of Italian olive oil on the slice, then you're going to serve that piece of seafood on top of that slice of bread, put some of the sauce that should be left over on top of it, and you have fish in crazy water, seafood in crazy water, or aquapazza. So that's one of my favorite dishes, and yes, it's not, you know, it's not the typical pasta and meatballs and, you know, that everybody thinks of as being only that Italian.
Although there's nothing wrong with a big old Christmas lasagna at any point in time.
Oh, there's not, and that's one of my favorites, yes.
Talking with award-winning chef, former PBS TV host, author of the Basic Art of Italian Cooking, a whole series, including holidays and special occasions, Maria Liberati, marialiberati.com. And on Twitter, you can follow her at Maria Liberati, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. In your books, how do you like to present a recipe that is one of those, oh, by sound and by looking at it, boy, that's a lot of work. But how do you simplify things and make it user-friendly?
Yes, okay, that's a really good question, because I did my first book series, I studied cooking in Italy, and I was doing a lot of cooking programs in Italy, and my first book series, I actually made sure, and I try to do that with my other ones now, but I specifically did that with all the recipes that I've used. I try those out in cooking classes that I do so that I can see, you know, because I take things for granted. I do this professionally, so I take different techniques and different things for granted. So I try to pair them, you know, with the average home cook basically simplify them so I understood what they were thinking. And that's really how I simplify the recipes and explaining them. But the recipes the majority of the recipes in all my books are generally the artisan Italian recipes that have, you know, they're pretty much all simple. They don't require a lot of a variety of specialty techniques. They're things that I like to include, things that the home, you know, a home cook can do. I don't want people to be scared away, because again, I don't want people to be stressed out, and I want them to have that full experience that I know, you know, I had during the holidays. And you know, I want them to have that experience. And also, it's also fun, I wanted to throw in, to cook with family. You know, if you have family over early enough, because we used to do that, and you probably had that experience of the big Italian families on Christmas Eve. You just all cook together.
Sure.
And it actually adds more, you know, fun, and nobody gets, you know, if someone is like, oh my gosh, it's so much work, you can actually make that an activity before the meal on Christmas Day or Christmas Eve or something like that. It actually adds to the family experience and creates memories also, creates more memories.
And looking through Maria's recipes, some of them, I mean, there's a lot of them, but the ones that I looked through, one common thread I saw is, too, you don't need to have access to a specialty shop or a boutique shop to get the ingredients you need for the recipes that Maria gives to you. And the nice thing, too, is with Italian cooking, too, Maria, you can always add your own identity to it, especially with the sauce, for example. You can indeed make your sauce.
Exactly. And I tell people, I think that's really important to have fun with a recipe. You know, I don't know that you have to follow, and I don't expect people to follow it to the letter. And I think it's really good when you're cooking to unleash your creativity. So if there's a flavor that you like, because everybody has different flavors, you know, somebody might like hot peppers, which are really a good, they've actually been in the news as a really healthy item. So maybe you want to add a little pepperoncino, the Italian hot pepper, or chili pepper or something, to the sauce. Maybe there's some kind of flavor. Maybe you like more garlic, less garlic. You know, have fun with it. Unleash your creativity. And there's nothing that's really wrong, you know, in a recipe if it's something that you like. So try, you know, obviously my recipes are there as a guide, but definitely have fun with it, because that's the idea, to have fun with the recipes and add a little less, a little more of an ingredient, or add something that you add a flavor that you might like.
And Maria certainly does give you the basics and the basis to work with, from the basic art of Italian cooking to specialty books for holidays and special occasions to cocktails, creating a Tuscan-style wedding, Christmas dinner, and a lot more. You can find out more, learn more, and get these books for your own personal kitchen library at marialiberati.com. Follow her on Twitter at Maria Liberati. Maria, Merry Christmas to you and to your family. Thanks so much for inviting us into the kitchen with more confidence and for being here today.
Thanks, Chris. Thank you. And Merry Christmas to all the listeners and to you as well. Thank you.